What are we now? 1-5?
We're 1-5.
We let one guy beat us. Today we have a team that they had nobody that could beat us.
And they found a way to beat
us. Why? Why was that? Were we outcoached? Were we outplayed by the players? What happened today?
Ain't no fun, the best. 1-5. Guess our season is out of time now. We can't win when it's on the line. Can't make the playoffs, damn it, if we try.
When you come and you get ready to play this season, damn it, you better have those players and coaches ready to go.
The coach is old and the coach is dumber. Jay Cutler's weak cause he stubbed his thumb now.
George Halas started this damn league, and look at what we've seen the last 2 weeks. There's only 16 games, and two of them are horrible, and there's no excuses. The coaches can't hide, and the players can't hide. There's nowhere to go.
Ah, that's all that needs to be said right there. But to say some more, it doesn't matter. Here he is, the man of the hour, Ed Obradovich.
What's going on?
Camp OB with Kaz Show. You can hear it here after the Bears games on 720 WGN. And it's the best part of Sunday now.
It really is.
Best part of Sunday.
Bro, Anna. Everything seems to be flowing along.
Oh yeah.
Oh my gosh. Things are great.
Okay, so now OB, I want to just share a little something with you. So I go to the game yesterday, and I'm sitting there. First time I've been to Soldier Field this year.
Mm-hmm. Which is unusual for you, right?
I go to most home games. Most home games, and I love the Bears are my passion, but they're my sporting passion. And it's been a tough decade. I'm not gonna lie to you. So this was a unique situation. Hadn't been there. I've kind of lost my mojo for this, but I thought, you know what? I'm gonna go. I'm gonna enjoy myself. I'm gonna get into this. This is a game that they can win. They should win, and they were winning. They were winning.
13-0, right?
And then what happened? And then I thought to myself, my God, I can't wait to hear the show after this game, because that's all that really counts. And my whole Sunday now is predicated on this. And I will say this, though. OB, at the very beginning of the game, there's a video that is narrated by him that explains to the fans, you know, how to behave, especially as fans, when the Bears are on defense, because you want them to get as loud as possible. That's what all these teams are doing. And it's very passionate, OB. I love the fact that, because you're a true Bear, Ed. True Bear.
Well, thank you, Rope, and it's good to be on your show. Yeah, I taped that thing not so long ago, and, the born, raised here, high school, college, played for the Bears. We won a world championship. It's been a huge part of my life. And there's great passion there and great belief. And I, for the life of me, I cannot figure out what the hell is going on here. I know this team is better than what they're doing. I know they're better. We lost to the Indianapolis Colts, who are, just believe what I'm telling you, folks. They're just god-awful football team. And this team we played yesterday, they're just as bad. And you're winning 13-0. You got a shutout going, and you let it get away from you. Listen, let me tell you something. Fox, the offensive and defensive coordinator and the position coaches, it starts with them. Again, you've got to get them ready every week. Every week's a different situation, and you better know where you're at time-wise. You better know where you're at on the field. And the thing that they still can't seem to get through their heads, and I'm talking about the coaches, is that you have to score points to win a game in this league. This is a passing league, and you cannot play conservative. There's no place for playing conservative. Play conservative if you're winning 55-10. Then be conservative. Otherwise, put it to them. We're down. We go into the fourth quarter, And that's when they should have really turned it on. And again, every time we get down into that scoring zone, all of a sudden, we put on the brakes, and we just try to hopefully maybe make a pass where a guy could break the tackle and get in the end zone instead of flooding the zone and going into the end zone and trying to get six and trying to put the team away. For what reason we were not aggressive in that second half, especially in the fourth quarter, I have no idea. We're 1-4 going into that game. 1-4. What do you have to lose? How about someone showing some intestinal fortitude and going out there and taking it to them and shoving it down their throats? No. Make a statement.
No, OB.
We're there for them, Ro and Anna, to make a statement, and they would not do it. They would not take advantage of it.
You know, they were had, was it 4th-and-1, I think, at the end of the game. This is before they punted. There was only a couple minutes left in the game. They decided, on the 40, right? So they're just trying to cough and corner a kick because they just, and, which they don't, they you know kick it down to the 10. And what happens is gives them an opportunity. It gives the Jacksonville Jaguars, a team that nobody believes should be in the NFL. The Jacksonville Jaguars wouldn't even be leading in the SEC right now. I think it's fair to say.
Oh.
The SEC East. What they do is they just let them come right down the field, and then that touchdown, that was embarrassing. Two guys flopping around on the ground. It was just the whole thing. I think you're right. The word is god awful. And now what do you do? What do you do if you're the ownership of this team, and it's a little opaque now to me about who's really running the team, but isn't it? Don't you think it's time they have to get somebody in there who does not care about the expense of the way that the Ricketts don't care about the expense of the Cubs, and they've got enough money to cover it, and they'll make a business out of it because they've got to spend money to make money. I think it's time to find some sort of billionaire who's going to turn this thing around and go, you know what, I'm going to spend the money. We're going to go get the right talent. They don't seem to be able to attract the right talent. They got a weird stadium deal. I mean, there's just so many things that right now corporately going against this team. And now look at what's going on in Dallas. I don't want to get you started, OB. But look at what's happening in Dallas.
Well, Jerry Jones has always been a front runner. I mean, big time. Waving a banner. We're the best. We're the greatest. He built the biggest, beautiful stadium he wanted to build. And that's Jerry Jones. But I think the McCaskies are a little more on the quiet side. But in all fairness to the McCaskies, Ro and Ann and your listeners, they pay the money. I mean, the Bears have stepped up to the plate many, many, many years ago. As a matter of fact, we pay these coaches tons of money, tons, and players are adequately compensated for.
You have to, but I think they need. There's a whole situation. They are at the maximum that they can spend. Whereas if a billionaire had that team, he wouldn't really care about that. I think that they care about everything. You know, they used to say that about the old man, right? He'd throw nickels around like manhole covers. They're very careful about what they're doing. And I get it. I understand why they are. But it's that thing is worth – that franchise is worth so much money now. They should just cash in, and you know, and there will always be the Halas Trophy. There will always be, you know, George Halas will always be considered the founder of the NFL. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is and the Bears being the charter team of the NFL. This is an important distinction for them. But it's time to move on and time to let somebody who's crazy and spends money like it's going on everybody but Trump can buy this team, as far as I'm concerned. Right. This guy in Jacksonville is a billionaire who went to the University of Illinois.
Well, I heard you guys. I was listening to the show yesterday, and I love the show. I really do think it's like therapy after these games.
Because
if you tune into Coach Fox, you just hear him say, we need to do better. We're not playing well enough. And you hear him go over and over and over again. It's like, oh, my gosh. But you guys were especially hard on the coaching staff when I was listening. And you said that I guess my question would be, how much is this coaching? The coaching staff, how much of this is players? Do you split it evenly? What's your view on that?
No, you start out with the coaches. I mean, you know, it's their team. You know, they went to Pace and they talked, and here's the guys we want on offense. Here's the guys we want on defense. Why? Because here, offensively, we want to do A, B, C, D, and on defensively, here's where we want to go. We want to forget about the forts. We want to go to a 3-4 because it's confusion, it's pressure, it's et cetera. And they felt, and now here in the second year, that they got the players they wanted. But they went in the training camp and did nothing. And I've mentioned this before, but I'm going to tell you something. There's really nowhere to go. There's no some phenomenal, unbelievable answer as to what's going on here. We're not an aggressive football team. We don't take care of business on that field. In 60 minutes, we just don't go after people. And if we are, I'd like somebody to explain it to me how it is that they're going after people. You got to be aggressive. We went down and played in Indianapolis. I told you, remember about 3 weeks ago when you had me on the show, and I told you, that's a terrible football team, the Indianapolis Colts.
Yes.
We're going down there. There's only one guy that can beat us. One guy. And what you do, you keep them in the pocket. Don't let them wheel out. Keep them in the pocket and put the pressure on them. That one guy beat us, folks. And I'm going to tell you how bad that team is. They don't have one guy except for that quarterback that could play on this team. And we lose to them, and we come home, a chance to right the ship, you know, and get back in it. And we come out, and again, defensively, what do? We only blitz twice the first half. Twice against a quarterback, Bortles is his name, who has about a two-second delivery when he throws the ball. Takes the ball when he drops back 7 yards. He takes the ball just above his hip when he gets ready to release. He drops the ball down towards his knee, back around, and up and over. If you count it, I timed it. It's 1,000, 1,000, 2. Sometimes you can sack the quarterback in 2 seconds, and we never went after this guy. We let him go. Only 2 blitzes the first half. I'm not quite sure what they're thinking about.
I know.
But Hallis Hall.
You know what? Thursday night. All I got to say is thank God they're on national television Thursday night.
Packers.
Against the Packers. Although the Packers had their hands full yesterday. The Packers are not as great. You know who's great? I'll tell you who's great. Minnesota. Minnesota's a team. See, they know what they're doing there.
Don't they play Minnesota after that?
All right. I don't want to talk about it. All right. Bro, OB.
They have a hell of a coach up there in Zimmer. Yeah. He's along the Bill Belichick line. He's a no-nonsense guy. You better play football and be ready. Don't make mistakes. He doesn't want anybody on offense or defense making mistakes. You make mistakes, you're gone from that team. He's done a hell of a job.
Yeah, okay. I got to go, OB. I don't know what else to say. All right.
You know what?
What?
Yeah.
Neither do I.
I know. Yes. I know. Thank you. Thank you, Ed. Oh, you are. You're the only reason that I can survive a Sunday.
That's
you're
so
it.
True.
You and Hamp and Kaz and even Carmen, the poor SOB who's got to sit there and try to wrangle the three of you. I just don't even know how he does it. But thank you, my friend.
Thanks, OB.
Appreciate it.
Appreciate it.
All right. One more time. The Colts.